remember growing up, we all knew the goody-two-shoes kind of person. Ah, yuck. But the older and wiser you get, the more you realise that goodness in people is a wonderful quality. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program as we take a look at this whole goodness thing from a different perspective.
It is great to be with you again today. I once had a friend who was a Christian. Can I tell you, I hated Christians. They were so, you know, goody-two-shoes. You know what that means. The more their goodness shone out of their lives, the more I reacted against it. And to make things worse, her surname was Goody. I kid you not. I was never comfortable around these goody Christians. It's not that they rubbed my nose in it or that they tried to shove it down my throat, but deep down in my heart, it was like their goodness was holding up a mirror to my life, and all I could see was my rottenness. Part of me wanted to hang on to that, you know, the selfishness and the anger, and part of me hated me. I was torn. Goodness does that. It's easy sometimes to write Christians off as old-fashioned moralizers, but deep down somewhere, God's planted a seed, a desire for goodness that just won't go away, will it? However much we try. Over the last week or so, we've been looking at what God calls the fruit of the Spirit. And a guy called Paul, one of the apostles a couple of thousand years ago, wrote something along these lines. He said, listen to me, live by God's Spirit and you won't end up gratifying the desires of your human nature. Because our human nature wants things that are in conflict with God's Spirit. And God's Spirit in us wants the things in our lives that are in contrary to the desires of our human nature. They're in conflict with each other so that we end up doing the things we don't want to do. But if we allow ourselves to be led by His Spirit, we won't be oppressed by rules that don't work with our human nature. Now, the outworkings of that human nature, well, you know, the things that just don't work, they're obvious. Sleeping around, worshipping idols, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, arguments, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies. You know what I'm talking about. If that's the life you choose for yourselves, a life oppressed by our human nature, you can't inherit God's goodness. Come on, don't kid yourselves. If you feed your human nature, here's what'll happen. You'll end up wearing the obvious consequences. But if you turn towards God, the Holy Spirit in your life, then you'll reap His eternal life, starting right here and now. You see, the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. There's no law against those things. Those who belong to Jesus have crucified that human nature with its passions and desires that don't work. When we live with the Holy Spirit in us, let's keep in step with that Spirit. Let's not become conceited, provoking each other to envy. You know, when you look at it that way, it's not like a bunch of rules. It's not like God's coming at us saying, do this, don't do that. You know, you look at what God's saying here through Paul, and it's like, it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, we know the things that just don't work, sleeping around, hatred, discord, jealousy. You know, we know that stuff doesn't work. And yet, somehow, our human nature is addicted to it. You know, money and success and career and winning. I used to love winning. I always had to have my own way. I was always worried about my reputation and what other people thought of me. And the human nature is the self. None of those things make us happy, but we get addicted to them. We tell ourselves they're important. And then we hear someone say, you know, that stuff doesn't work. And we sneer at them and say, oh, you old-fashioned moralizer. All you're interested in is giving me rules in my life. Come on. Human nature says it's all about me. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty selfish in my nature. I want what I want. I deserve what I want. I should be able to pamper myself and earn money and spend it on me. And that stuff is so empty, isn't it? And so many of us have been on that treadmill and we've tried it and it doesn't work. Yeah, sure, it's nice to have a roof over your head and it's nice to have a bed to sleep in. A lot of people don't. But when we make a life of that, when we live and breathe in order to have stuff and to be someone, come on, admit it, it doesn't work, does it? And on the flip side, you listen to the Apostle Paul there, and he's saying, look, God wants you to have the real thing. Have you ever noticed that God is only one letter different to good, and devil is only one letter different to evil? Something somewhere deep inside us wants that goodness. Maybe it's because we're made in God's image. We do ultimately want to live a good life. What is it? Goodness. Doing the right thing? Being kind and generous and loving and caring about other people and honest and decent? All the things that are opposite to our natural selfish nature. Do you want those good things in your life? The sort of life that's balanced, the sort of life when we can touch other lives. Can I tell you, last night I was helping my daughter Melissa, who's 15 at high school, with her algebra and setting her problems because she left a textbook at school and she was having exams. And so she said, can you look at these problems and set some more problems? So I did x squared times 3x. Now, set all of those things for her. It was so much fun. And when we're doing things for other people and getting involved in other people's lives and serving them and helping them, it is so much fun. Yet we all have this selfish human nature. We all have this thing inside us that wants to be someone and wants to be recognized. I used to be so like that. And today, as I've had a relationship with Jesus, by and large, I don't care about that stuff anymore. I just love to be me. I just love to help people and to be with people and to touch my wife and say I love you and to help my daughter and to be with you here and now. The problem we have is that overcoming our human nature isn't natural. At least it wasn't for me. We're so addicted to this other stuff. Stuff we don't want. Stuff we know is rotten. Stuff we know is robbing us of life. And if we feed that human nature, if we pamper it, if we encourage it, it has consequences. But if we want goodness, where do I get that for myself? That's the dilemma. Where do you get it? I can try and change myself. Have you ever tried to do that? I'm one of the most focused, outcome-oriented, driven people you will ever meet. And I tried to change myself. Can I tell you? It doesn't work. Read my lips. It does not work. And God comes along and says, of course it doesn't. Because you're meant to bear fruit, fruit of the Spirit. It's like being an apple tree and you get planted and you put your roots down and you drink the water and you eat the nutrients and the rain comes down on you and cleans your leaves and the sun shines out. And when that happens, you can't help it. You're a tree. It's just going to grow good, healthy apples. And he said, when we put our roots down into that good soil, into that relationship with him and let him be the goodness that comes up in us. When we get close to this Jesus, when we pray, you know, passionately every day, when we give him some time, and when we're doing what we're doing just right now, listening to someone sharing his goodness with you, you know what he does? He changes our hearts. He comes along on the inside. I recently had that experience. I was struggling with something. I've been praying about it for ages, and somehow it just wouldn't break. And I met someone, a man, and he just spoke a few words into my life. And God did something instantly. God changed something in me that I've been struggling with for ages. And then we come along and say, it's moralizing. Come on. God wants to change us. And he wants us to bear fruit that's good.
Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.